Unattached, addicted to love in all the wrong places, she thought being submissive was part of her greatness. Being led by leaders with no sense of direction, destined to fall in a pit of self-destruction. In all reality, life is more of a fantasy, a lust for love. A sickness where the past leaves you scarred deep within to believe abuse is normal and the abuser is your only friend. Blindsided by what's thought to be love or what love should be like. A major tragedy. A lesson to be learned in good and bad times. Never lose identity to self to the gratification of another. She decided enough was enough to stop being led by the blind with no sense of direction. How can you be great when it's the blind leading the blind? So it's now time to let go and let God. So the skies are the limits and the past has been put behind. No longer held captive, for she is the eagle with the keen set of eyes. Like a bird who's left her nest, she now must learn to fly, for she has been set free and must determine her own destiny. Free to roam, to find oneself, be it danger ahead, good or bad. This time she steps out on faith for herself. Her mind no longer fears man. A heart that's not unattached to control, infatuation, lies, heartaches, and pain, all at the hands of the opposite sex. A powerful woman she's now madly in love with, this woman she never truly knew existed, yet she was there the entire time. Unattached from negativity, now attached to positivity, savoring every bittersweet taste. Unattached and given sight, now she can see and appreciate her God-given gift of unconditional love is so much greatness. A Nubian queen is who she be, and as she admires herself face to face in the mirror with a royal smile, I am proud of this queen, for this queen is me. I found my true identity once I became unattached. I am you, and you are me. This poem was written by poet Dorothy Harris.